Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot, and today is race day.
Are you ready for the red suit?
I am ready for the red suit. I've got a gray helmet, gray silver helmet, so I look like a fire extinguisher instead of a fire hydrant.
And my helmet's black with flames on the side, and I'm ready.
Hey, we're ready, and you know who else is ready? Frosty is ready.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning. So I was going to say, you probably shouldn't look like a fire hydrant, because people like to hit those.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's right. And, you know, that's a funny story. We can talk about that in a little bit. But hey there, soulmate. Are you ready?
Good morning. Yeah, well, you know what? We are going to be talking about the race today. So
At various times.
I've got something I want to talk about that's kind of hit me the wrong way, and I want to ask your opinion. But thank you very much. Last night we did Ducks Unlimited. And meaning that we went to the event, we worked the kind of was
the
like
Wheel of Fortune.
I guess it was the Wheel of Fortune, and if you
ladies
hit
and gentlemen, children of all ages,
and there was a beautiful Beretta gun that was going to be the prize if you were pulled from the jar.
Shotgun.
$20.
Got a free spin.
$20 a spin,
and you could win either from 2 up to 100 tickets.
Yeah. Yeah. And we had three people. Well, I actually spun for somebody and I hit 100. There's only one time you can hit 100. So why couldn't that have been? But anyway, thank you for you special listeners, and you know who you are, who came up to us and said that you listened to the show and that you liked it. That's always a great shot in the arm for us. And
especially the lady who said that she has it on in her car. She's driving the kids to school and they go, Mom, she says,
get
too
it
bad.
Off AM.
We're listening to Free Fire. So
the race is tonight. It's 200 laps.
Rain
I don't think I really am really quite aware of. Somebody said that's 70 miles.
Something like that. 3/8 of a track.
And
3/8 of a mile.
For some reason, I didn't realize that we start probably, they're going to have all the festivities and the motorcycles and peel outs and all that stuff. But this race starts a little after 7.
Well, I think probably closer to 7:30. 7:30, 7:45.
Which I thought, so now the lights are going to come on and we're going to be doing this.
Racing at night. Yeah.
Well, we're going to be talking. I know, thank God we're not on the air tomorrow because I know I will not have a voice.
Well, I can imagine. You think about backseat driving. Is that we've got, we're going to be yelling over the sound of the throttle of this magnificent truck that we are driving, built by Richard and Edith Jones. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. We've got to come back. We've got a lot of things on our plate today.
And? The other people who built the truck.
Well, we're going to talk all about that. You know, Steve. Steve's right out there, and Tammy. Everybody, we're going to thank all that. We're going to talk about this. And also, people are still coming in with donations, and we so much appreciate everything everybody's done to support our veterans here. But this is Carl Lindebot and Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. This is Carl Lindebot here on Free Fire Radio. Good morning. Good Friday. Well, it's not really Good Friday, but happy Friday.
Friday's happy.
I know. News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's race day.
Race day. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, they are supporters of this project, Mission in America project. Joe and Shelley, the finest tobacco emporium, probably west of the Mississippi. I know that for sure. And their Espresso Joes will give you the coffee you want. At great prices, they support the community. Support Tobacco and Brew.
We got some phone calls here.
Yeah,
well,
let me guess who the first one is. Rose.
Morning, Glory. Morning, Soul Patrol soulmates.
Soul Patrol.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, how you all doing?
Good.
Huh?
Good morning.
Got to have a chuckle, right?
Oh, yeah.
Linda, lovely Linda, if I married two midgets, would it be bigamy? This one goes out to RPD. Why do cops who quit the force stop smoking pot?
Oh, I don't know.
Because they didn't know how much it cost.
I'm not there.
Oh, I got it.
Oh,
hey, Rose.
It's been fun. Say, to say, run. Say, I got to get goodbye. My freak on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Les. Good morning.
Hi, Carl and Linda. I just hope to be able to let you know about our 11th annual Fallen Rider Memorial Ride tomorrow.
Absolutely.
We're going to be there.
Good. Well, it's starting at Lee's Honda at 9 to 11 a.m. tomorrow, and we're going to have a nice ride out to Burney and along the Hat Creek area up to Old Station and then down to Shingletown to the Black Butte School for a nice lunch. It's catered lunch.
Okay, so it's going to start where?
At Lee's Honda.
Lee's Honda.
9 to 11 a.m.
Okay, and then you can leave as you sign up. Is that correct?
Any time in that window, yeah.
Well, that's great. And now this is in memory of the fallen riders of our fallen martyrs. And in fact, we just had somebody that died yesterday in a motorcycle accident.
Yes, right.
In fact, I'd like to send a hello out to Dave because when I saw it was out on Bear Mountain, I was a little concerned.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is the time of the year when people are going to be riding their bikes more and more. Maybe you haven't been riding as much because of the winter and the rains and such. So it's time to be really careful and for everybody out there riding in cars and trucks.
You've got
to be on the lookout for us.
This event attracted almost 500 riders last year, and so we're hoping for another good turnout like that tomorrow.
Well, that's great. Well, Les, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks, Les.
You bet.
Bye.
I want to clarify that I hope that we're going to be there after we do a 200-lap enduro race tonight. I'm not sure how long it's going to go, but hopefully we're going to be standing and grinning at the end of it and hooping and hollering with everybody there because we have taken a few names.
Oh, that's right. Just throw dirt in the face of other people are going to be running with us there. You know, they can't wait. I mean, not like we have the only truck in this thing with names painted all over it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what? We saw something. And, you know, every so often you see things in the paper, and we want to talk about safe driving. It appears that there was a man that allegedly stole a bottle of rum out of a store and took off, and the police were chasing him. And he eventually ended up in Anderson or Cottonwood where?
He was in Reading. He ended up in Reading
hitting a fire hydrant. And when the police came up, they noticed that he had safely buckled in, seat-belted his bottle of rum in the front seat with him. So, you know, I think, you know, at least he was thinking safety when he was taken off down the road.
Buckled in.
Okay, hey, look, we want to thank some people here, you know, because this is another big chance to thank the people that's helped us in the Missing in America project. Of course, our people from here in Reading, but we want to talk about Crackmaster and Jeff Wurst and the money that he donated to us. The steel for the roll cage was by Gerlinger Steel. The paint job, the paint was donated by American Paint and Color. And of course, the paint job itself was done by Precision Auto Body, Jose and his gang. Franklin Auto Parts gave us a lot of things. Other stuff they couldn't give us, they gave it to us at cost. Cypress Square Barbershop, D.C. and the gang there gave a great donation.
American Tire.
American Tire gave us two tires this week and mounted them for the race.
And let's not forget the fire extinguishers.
Fire extinguishers from Safeguard Fire Protection. They said, here you go. We want to help out the veterans. And that was yesterday.
That was cool.
Thank you so much. Patrick Jones, as an individual, gave us a very large donation out of Jones Foyer. He's of course, our vice mayor.
And thank you very much, Chuck and Kathy, for coming by yesterday to the station and giving a very generous donation. Your names are going up on the truck today.
And
Foster.
Foster Lewis. Your name's already on
the
truck.
Yeah, we painted it on yesterday.
We've got that on. And there's, you know what, and all the many, many other people. Signs by Cat. Now, this is important, everybody. When you see the truck, and you will, that there's some signs that are just absolutely beautiful, the way they're put on there. Those are signs by Cat.
Who's a professional.
Then there's the other ones. Those are the ones that I got my hands into, Linda got her hands into, everybody got their hands into. So, okay, wait a minute. We've got a quick phone call here. Okay, Jonathan, go for it.
Yeah, Carl.
Yeah.
You guys need to take the phone away from Rose.
Okay.
We've kind of continued a tradition.
We've inherited Rose.
You've inherited?
Yeah.
We've inherited Rose.
It was a tradition that we kind of carried over because some people do like her. And so, anyway.
So what else is going on, Jonathan, besides that?
Well, I just wanted to say that it seems to me that you guys have softened up a little bit since you started your show.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? It used to be if you got something stuck in your crawl, give us a call.
Yeah.
Open fire to good guys against the bad guys.
And, yeah.
All right. Well, what's in your craw?
Well, I just think you guys need to kind of go back to the
getting a little harsh, huh?
More hardcore approach to the show.
Well, you know what?
Having hack comedians call up.
Okay. Well, you know what, Jonathan?
That's every Friday.
You know what, Jonathan? There, you are right in a lot of that because, you know, there are things that, you know, people, we open this line up for people to call that got things stuck in a crawl. I think people are just pissed off. You know, I said something yesterday and I was surprised nobody said anything. Reading is in the bottom.
Every day.
Reading.
I mean, it's a lot better than hearing Ken Murray, you know.
What do you think of Redding? That here's the question for you, because this is something that really got us upset. What do you think of Redding being in the bottom of the bottom places to do business in the nation? Redding made the list
as the bottom 10 places to start a business. We're after Flint, Michigan.
Well, in 2001, U-Haul did a survey, and for cities with a population of less than 177,000 people, Redding was number 9 for people moving to.
Really?
So it must not be that bad to do business.
Well, that was 2001,
isn't
that? That's pretty cool because I moved up here a few years ago, but yeah, this survey came out. You know, the top 10 to start a business. Now, this is place to start a business and not to live, because there may be a lot of people coming here to retire, which is what I think. But hey, Jonathan, we've got to take a break here. But hey, thanks so much for your phone call. And you're right. You know what? Sometimes we do need to get harsh with some of our leaders. Thanks a lot. Colin DeBott, Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS will join us after we sell these mini items. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Portion of the show brought to you by Rob Logan, attorney at law. His phone number is 241-0126. 0126.
You want tough?
You want tough? That's Rob. You know, Rob is as tough as woodpecker lips. Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda. Hey, I just want to have a question. I bought my wife and mine's name on your truck.
Yes.
I'd like to know where the truck is so I can come look at it.
Okay, now.
It's still being.
Does your last name start with a B?
Yeah.
Okay, it's on there.
Huh? B-O-S-S-E?
Yeah.
Okay, it's on. Now, the truck right
now. I wrote it, so if you're going, oh, my gosh.
You know, the truck is out in, right now is being finished up. We will have it on, out at the racetrack today, starting around 3 o'clock. After that, we're going to take it down to, probably Tobacco and Brew next week for anybody who wants to come by and, you know, get pictures and all that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you can see it because, like I said, they're doing the final touches on it now and we'll be at the racetrack and then we'll bring it out again Monday.
Cool. Looking forward to seeing it.
Well, yeah. Hey, we really appreciate
Steve, you
and your wife giving us a donation for the Missing in America project.
You're more than welcome.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bruce, good morning.
Well, good morning, Carl, Linda.
Morning.
We just thought we'd take a little old swing at the city here. I've never heard the phrase out there, downsizing. Everybody's talking about downsizing and cutback. How about would this would be a really good time to take a real hard look and be serious about it, about privatizing some of the departments at the city? Because there's a ton of them out there. Look at your phone book. And there's other cities around the country that are starting to do this. And they need to have an auditor come in and do a real audit of any one department and single out their actual costs, their long-term costs, and their entitlement programs that continue to grow. And these will never go away until the guys die, and some of them live for a long, 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 long time. And if you had it privatized, you wouldn't have that problem when the guys, when they got done with the job, they're done with the job.
Well, you know, I think that's a good suggestion. I think that the city, it's time for the city to take a look at everything. Besides just cut, 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 maybe we ought to take a look at, you know, what would privatization give to the city? There's a number of questions. We're going to try and have some of our city leaders on next week. There's a number of questions that we need to ask our elected representatives and our paid managers about why are we doing these things. You know, my, you know, this thing about the Reading Electric Utilities and the committee they had, it was, you know, the committee's doing great work, but it's been 9 weeks, you know, that this has been going on, and the city council still hasn't voted on it.
But so, if you had a good, I'm sure there's some people out there that could put the numbers together and take one department, like the streets and road maintenance and repair. You could carve that out and do a real good cost analysis and what the long-term costs and everything on it. That would be not that hard to do.
No.
I mean, you could put some numbers to that thing.
No, I know. You're absolutely right. Hey, we got to take a hard break here, but thanks a lot. I think it's something, time is. We need to take a look at every idea.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Bruce. Hey, look, you know what? There's so many things we could do to save money and to make money in this city, and we need to sit down and with our city leaders and let's talk about them, because a lot of people out there that listen to this show have some great ideas. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. ABC News. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. The portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They are open from 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Their phone number is 530-222-2750. You want a good deal? Yeah, go there.
Diamonds.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
You guys.
Kevin, you're up.
Just want to remind everybody that we're going to have an event coming up on May 3rd, Sunday. And the Reading Dirt Riders, which is an organization been around almost 30 years now. We're off-road enthusiasts, and we're going to be putting on a poker run, P-O-K-E-R, poker run, out at the bottom of the dam on May 3rd. And we want the public to support us. It'll be the first event since the motion fire.
Okay, so that's going to be on May 3rd. How do they
get
How do they get information?
May 3rd, 8 o'clock, be there, get signed in. $25 for the first hand, $10 for the next hand. Bring your four-wheelers, motorcycles. Make sure they have spark arresters, and you're welcome to ride.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, you know what? I want to talk to you about something that's got kind of my hackles up. I don't know if it was, I don't know where it was, if I was online or I was reading something. It might have been an advice column. I'm not sure. But I believe it was a mother who was maybe asking for advice, and I really want to get your input on this. How do you feel about this? Has a 17-year-old daughter that's going to go to, I think it might be all-night grad, it could be prom, I'm not sure, but there's 8 couples that are going to go after the prom to spend the night in a cousin's cabin 2 hours away.
Unchaperoned.
Unchaperoned. And she's, I believe she was like, I don't know what I should do because it bothers me that should I be overprotective, 2 hours away. Okay. My stance is you're 17. You're under my roof. It's 2 hours away. I'm not going to be popular with you, but no way are you going with other couples and spending the night in a cabin unchaperoned. No way.
I absolutely agree with you.
Now, you know,
on
we
this
all,
one, you know.
Okay, we all did things when we were in high school. We did things to try to, you know, get away with things. But this is huge. This is a defining moment right here.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand the, you know, this, oh, Mom, you're not going to let me go. Everybody else is going. Well, no, honey, not everybody else is going. Because is your boyfriend still going to go if you're not going? And if he is, he's not your boyfriend. But here's the thing is why, you know, life's tough enough that it's, you know, it gets a lot tougher when you're stupid. And if you let, you know, if you let your kids do things that are probably not in their best interest, then you're making some pretty dumb decisions. But talking about the right things to do is a lady that's calling right now. Laura, good morning. Laura, you're up.
Hi. Hey. I just wanted to make an announcement for the Enterprise High School Sober Grad Class of 2009.
Fabulous.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're having a yard sale this Sunday on the 26th from 9 to 3 at the Enterprise High School North parking lot. And is then we are also looking, I know times are tough right now, but we're also looking for some small donations you can possibly give the community for anything from cash to gift certificates or nude items that you just want that we could raffle off for the kids for the all night party.
And this is a sober, and the thing is, it's the sober
graduation.
So you put everybody in there and you don't have to worry about it too much, right?
Oh, not at all.
Okay. Are they staying in the gymnasium at the school? Or
I think they're staying. I heard they're staying somewhere else, but I think they. I'm not sure yet. I'm pretty sure it's going to be at the school. But my son said something about somewhere else. But maybe that's for their dance.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Lauren.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And yes, Sunday the 26th from 9 to 3.
Okay.
Great. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye. All right, Dan. Dan, good morning.
You're up, Dan.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey,
good.
I'm the guy that met you at the City Hall Tea Party and was talking to you about Cedarville and everything.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I want to tell you, you guys will have a ball tonight.
Oh.
I've been a racer, a sprint car guy for all 25 or so years, and racing is the best rush there is, almost. Yeah, it is great.
Are you going to tell us we'll never be the same after this? Are we going to get bit hard?
Yeah. I got a buddy who's 84 years old, and he's still got a race car, and goes. He's going to Chico tonight to race his sprint car. He always says a heroin addict is better because that would have killed you by now.
Probably would have been cheaper, too.
Yeah,
sorry.
Really. On a more serious note, the fact that the Taliban are 65 miles from the capital of Pakistan is horrifying to me.
You know what? President Obama made a statement last month. He said, "I never thought that Iraq would be the least of my worries as a president." Yeah, you know, Iraq is right at the, you know, we're at the verge pulling people out. You know, I mean, we've pretty much won that war. But I tell you, you know, they better have a good plan for Afghanistan, because that could keep us in there and could suck up a lot of people and money. Because Pakistan, the fact that if the Taliban gets tough in Pakistan, there's enough nuclear weapons there to make the rest of the world awfully scared.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. And the way these things are going, I see the only way to make out on this situation and turn it into lemonade is to become the Western Hemisphere distributor for prayer rugs and Rory beads.
Yeah. Never give up. Never say die. All right, Dan, thanks a lot.
One more thing, okay?
All right.
I got a call from the NRA last night about H.R. 45.
Really?
The anti-gun bill that will ultimately make it, you have to take tests, pass licenses, and they said that when you change your address, if you don't notify the government that you've changed, that you've moved, you could be subject up to 5 years in prison.
Yeah, this thing is something that we need to keep a look at, anybody that believes in the Second Amendment. It hasn't gotten out of committee, and I would never take my eye off it, but right now it's, this is such a horrendous bill for anybody that wants to own a weapon. But you're right. Everybody should keep an eye on what our elected representatives are doing out there.
Yes.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Right. Have fun tonight, you guys.
Thanks.
Everybody have a great time. Hey, you know, of all people, Jeff Wirst from Crackmaster stopped by. He said, "Look, I know you're going to have a great time tonight." And he gave us a bottle of wine that he had found in a store here, and it's called Jarhead Red. And it's a, the proceeds go to the wounded Marines, the wounded veterans down and throughout the United States Marine Corps.
They sell that at Tobacco and Brew.
Well, they sell this at Tobacco and Brew and a couple other places. It's called Jarhead Red, and on the label is a raising of the flag at Suribachi. So it's pretty cool. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Okay, Jerry. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. It's lovely. It's cool. And thank God I've got the yard work done.
How are you today?
Thank you. Great. I had told your person that it was Nancy Pelosi, but it's actually Dianne Feinstein.
Okay.
Our California senator.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm curious as to why the media, even our local one here, hasn't brought up that Dianne Feinstein and her husband with insider trading, the fact that she managed to get an agency to, I'm not sure whether it's loan him or give him millions of dollars, and he turned around and bought stock with it that increased 40%. So it sounds pretty suspicious, and so I'm just hoping people will get out and try to bug their congresspeople to find out what's going on.
It's not the first time that Feinstein's husband has come up. He's he has construction and a number of other things that it seems like. I think the latest one I saw was that she had written a letter to another committee that she's not even part of.
Right.
And then a great deal of money was funneled to a company that Feinstein's husband was involved with. Yeah. You know what? It's because they believe, because they've been in there, that they believe nobody can touch them. Nobody's going to do anything to them. They're too powerful. And
well, they crucified Martha Stewart on her stockbroker, telling her, you know, I really think you should get out of this stock. It doesn't look good. And they put her in jail. Now, what's going on with Feinstein?
Well, you know, the thing is, you've got to have a media that really cares about that. And an electorate that just says enough's enough. Hey, Jerry, we got to take a break. Thank
All
you for
right.
calling.
Well, you have a great day.
You too. Hey, look, this is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
AQMS. Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, this is race day. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS. Portion of this show is brought to you by New Image Photography. Hey, this Saturday, April 25th, they're going to have Love Your Mom Portrait Special. That's right. You can find out about the specials by going to their blog and their website at www.newimagestudio.net. And by the way, if you get there and get it done, they'll have those photos done for your mom by Mother's Day. Let's go to the phones.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
Hey, this is race weekend.
Woo!
And what a great weekend it's going to be.
Well, good morning, Jim. What's happening?
I tell you, Red Cross is going to be out at the Hot-O-Rama this weekend, and we're looking forward to a great time. And 2 weeks from today is our 8th annual Red Cross golf tournament with the Chronic Disaster Services. So I just want to encourage the listeners, we've got probably room for about 6 more teams to fill out the whole day, and it's going to be a great, great event. And Chronic Disaster Services does a great job of donating all the proceeds to the American Red Cross.
All right. You know,
we are blessed. So, tomorrow, are you guys going to be out at the Hot-O-Rama?
You know, we're doing all of our Hot-O-Rama tonight. And tomorrow we've got a number of things we're doing.
Tonight.
Racing tonight.
And then
tomorrow we've got the dedication of Special Forces.
Oh, good.
That's going out at IGO at 2 o'clock. It's the first Special Forces Memorial, and that's going to be out at IGO at 2 p.m.
What a blessing that is.
Probably making a run out there.
Yeah, hey, that sounds great. Hey, well, listen, guys, thanks for all your help. Thanks for your support. And just want to encourage the listeners, if they want to stop and see us at the Hot-O-Rama tomorrow, we'll have a booth right at the Pepsi booth, and can't miss the big emergency response vehicle. And it's just going to be a great day out there. So
thanks for all your
thanks a lot, Jim.
Yeah, thanks for your help for the community. Okay, bye-bye. Take care.
CT, you're up.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
I was wondering if you guys are going to have some discussions on the ballots that we have.
You know,
we're now getting our mail-ins.
Yes.
We got those yesterday.
And a lot of people need to be informed as to what these things are really saying.
Well, what we're going to do, CT, is, and I got an email about that yesterday, is we're going to do is put together a little panel of people to be able to discuss these issues and try and get viewpoints from both sides so that let our listeners make up their own mind, but so you can get the, you know, everybody can, we can talk about these initiatives. So, yes, we are going to have that, and we're going to start that, you know, probably next week or no later than the week after. I think we're voting, what, May 19th?
May 19th, yes.
Okay, we'll probably start that probably the week after next. So,
well, you know what the people need to do? They need to hold their ballots until they find some information about each one of these things.
Well, that's true because, you know, mailing them in right now and without reading them, it would be kind of like how we passed our our budget here,
thing,
you know, when they had a $1,100 page stimulus bill that nobody had a chance to read, and now we're got $4 trillion more that we have borrowed.
Well, we're in a heck of a mess, and it's very important the way we vote this time.
Oh, it's very important. So it's a real good point, CT, that people, now that you're starting to get these ballots, is to hang on to them. We're going to be going through a lot of this here in the next couple of weeks. All right. Thanks
a lot,
CT. You bet. Okay, look, this is Carl Lindebaugh in Free Fire Radio. We're going to take a quick break here.
We're going to take a break.
A break here, and when we get back, Boo, you're up next. Hey, this is Carl Linda Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, let's clear something up here. The research we've done is when we had the best U.S. cities for doing business. And then it's the best and worst cities for job growth out of this newgeography.com. And it was the bottom 10 cities for job growth. And that's where Reading fell in at 328. So there was a few below us. And there was a number, of course, above us. We were at 328. So bottom 10 cities for job growth.
For job growth, not starting a business.
Right. That's not what it said on the initial page when we got it. So we're still researching that. But we're still having problems right here in Reading. I mean, job growth's not big. And what are the problems we have here? And this is something we need to talk to our elected officials about and to our city manager and the staff. Boo, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Friday?
What's up, Boo?
I just want to let everybody know that the MIAP writers and members and, of course, the old guard, we're more involved with other things than just doing what we're currently doing with other veterans. Trish and I had an opportunity to go down to the Napa area to visit our elderly parents, and on the way home, we stopped at the Veterans Home of California in Yountville to purposely visit some of the returning Iraqi and Afghanistan warriors. And when we got there, we got a little tour. However, under confidentiality, they would not let us go in and see those patients. They had the first program in the United States at Yountville, and it's called the Pathway Home. And it's a 90-day program to take all these warriors and give them physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health and gain self-knowledge and a sense of purpose. And it's a 90-day transition period to help these people. And it was just a pleasure to be able to walk around, talk to WW2 vets and shake their hands when they're playing bingo. So, you know, our purpose is not narrow in scope. And it was a pleasure to get down there to see the facility at Yountville and maybe we could all do a ride down there. They're more than welcoming us veterans to come down and speak to some of the patients. They're pretty lonely and they're pretty up though. You know, good people.
Yeah, there's so many things we need to be thankful for and our veterans. World War II, the Korean era veterans are ones that we should never forget. I mean, they're dying at a rate of about 1,200 a day, from what I understand. So this is somebody that. And you stop by some of these homes just to say thank you and to say hello.
Right. And I do have a website. I only have three brochures, but I have a website.
Okay.
It's excellent. It's The Pathway Home, all one word, thepathwayhome.org. Mm-hmm. And it'll give you visuals of the campus and some of the functions going down.
Great. All right, pathway.org.
Thepathway.org. See you guys tonight.
Okay, Boo.
All right,
thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Hey, you know what, Boo? I'll send that to us too at freefireradio.com. And we encourage all of our listeners. You know, we love to hear from you what you think, how you feel, what you want to hear from us, what you want us to investigate. We're really here for you.
You know, and the other thing too is we need to do is I need to apologize to our listeners because over the last 2 weeks or longer, we have been so on the run doing one thing after another. I haven't kept up with, and it's not the webmaster's fault, with getting some of the things on the web. We need to do that. And we also, you know, that just keeping the what's going on our front page of our website is kind of the last couple of days has fallen off. So accept my apology, and we'll get it all fixed up this weekend because we are, after this race, kind of slowing down a little bit, it appears. I hope. But we're going to run fast tonight. Are you looking forward to this?
I'm looking forward to streaking my hair, putting on my red suit, and doing 200 laps, making every lap count.
Well, you know what? There's people out there that have just given us money for per lap we're racing. And I tell you, in your red racing suit, you look hot.
Hey, we're car number four. No, truck number four. Have we named that truck?
I tell you what, if you can't pick out this truck, then there's something wrong. Just have somebody... See, have somebody describe it to you because it's OD green. That's official service green with white lettering all over it. And two crazy people with red racing suits inside screaming as they're going around at full speed. Anyway.
I'll see you on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, some of the things we haven't taken up this week that really are getting the attention of our nation is the enhanced interrogation techniques. That all of a sudden it comes out where the president says, you know, we need to get past this. And then the attorney general says, well, you know, not so fast. That we need to probably maybe take a look at this and see what happened there. Well, you know, that's fine. But I agree with one part. You just can't release part of these memos. You got to release all of them. You know, what did we get from what happened there? And who did know about it? I think both parties knew about this, and for people to say they didn't is disingenuous at the very best. Those are some of the things that we're going to start out with next week. But this is Carl and Linda Bott, Racers of the Future. Come join us tonight at the Shasta County, down there at the Shasta Raceway. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Today, turn me loose, set me free. Somewhere in the middle of Montana, give me all